At Bella Ballerina Dance Studios, we dance through storybook themes to bring them to life. On the Bella Ballerina Storytime podcast, we'll share with you our favorite storybooks so that you can fall in love with them just like we did. You'll meet imaginative characters and be swept away to magical places as we read our favorite storybooks aloud. We can't wait to tell you a story. Let's turn the page.
Hey friends, this is Miss Tenley, and today we are reading Duck and Goose Go to the Beach. This is one of the best books I've read, and I cannot wait to read it to you because it's so funny and so sweet. I want you to think about if you could bring any animal to the beach, what animal would you bring? Let's get into it. Don't you just love it here, Duck? Goose honked. The two friends relaxed in the early morning sun and listened to the hum of the meadow. Butterflies flitted and grass swished in the breeze. Yes, I do, Duck agreed. Let's never leave, said Goose. Suddenly, Duck jumped up. You just gave me the greatest idea, Goose, he quacked. Let's leave. Let's go away.
A what? Goose honked. Away?
Let's take a trip. Goose gulped.
A trip?
A trip sounds far away. I like close. We could go on an adventure, Duck said.
An adventure? That sounds scary, Goose honked.
Come on, Goose. A hike might be fun, Duck quacked.
A hike? Said Goose.
That sounds like a fine way to twist your ankle. Duck sighed. He gazed across the meadow towards a distant hill and began walking. Goose followed.
I will walk, but I will not hike, he grumbled.
Why would anyone want to leave this meadow? Goose wondered aloud.
It has everything right here. Like this stump, this hollow log, this gurgling stream,
our ball, of course, the lily pond, and don't forget about the shady thicket. Duck and Goose floated along a stream they'd never floated along before.
They walked by a pile of stones they'd never walked by before, and past the biggest tree they'd ever seen.
And they walked across fields and up and down hills. By the time Goose reached the top of the highest hill, Duck was already gazing off into the distance.
What's that? He quacked.
Could it be a beach? Goose honked. Duck's tail twitched with excitement.
I'm pretty sure I love the beach.
You've been to the beach? Goose asked.
No, not yet, said Duck, but he took off down the hill.
Follow me, Goose. We are going to the beach.
Goose chased after Duck, but Duck, we already had our adventure, he called.
Wait, he shouted. Slow down, he honked. But Duck did not slow down.
Goose followed him through the brambles and tall grass until finally Duck stopped.
I think we have arrived at the beach, said Duck.
Oh my, the beach is loud, yelled Duck over the sound of the waves. I can barely hear my own quack.
Goose stared at the vast stretch of sky, sand, and sea.
Isn't it magnificent? He said.
Oh dear, the beach has so much water, quacked Duck. I feel tiny.
Have you ever seen so much sand? Honked Goose.
It's getting in my feathers, and it's too hot on my feet, said Duck.
Let's go.
Go swimming?
Good idea, Duck, said Goose, and he raced to the water's edge.
No, Goose, wait for me.
Duck dipped his hot feet in the water.
Goose, you know these waves are very
fun. Is that what you were going to say, Duck?
Honked Goose.
No, not exactly.
These two friends strolled along the beach. They met the locals. Some were friendly, others were not. Some were shy, others were not.
Goose thought Duck might enjoy searching for sea creatures under the rocks and seaweed.
He did not.
Be careful, Goose said. You don't know what's in there, Duck quacked.
They built a drip castle, and they listened to the gentle roar of the ocean from deep within a seashell.
It made Duck homesick. It sounded just like a gurgling stream, he quacked.
Later in the day, when the sand had cooled and the waves had settled, Duck and Goose relaxed.
I like the smell of the beach. Goose said. Me too, Duck agreed, but not as much as the meadow. Well, there's no place like the meadow, honked Goose.
That's very true, said Duck.
So in the late afternoon, Duck and Goose followed their long shadows home. They talked about their exciting day and about the friends they've met. They talked about the hot sand and the cool water and the noisy crashing waves and the quiet tidal pools. Back in the meadow at last, they watched the sunset. Birds sang and grass swished in the breeze. They both agreed that it was nice to be home. Duck, where should we go next? Goose asked. Duck closed his eyes. How about to sleep?
And that, my friends, is the END. What did you think of today's story? If you enjoyed listening, make sure to write a review, and we might even read it aloud on a future episode. To find a Bella Ballerina storybook-themed dance class, check out all of our locations on bellaballerina.com. We're always looking to visit new cities and find new studio owners through our franchise opportunity. Check it out!